coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm your host, Norm Bourque, from the studios at Rideau-Carlton Raceway, and this is part two of our look at possibly changing the sire stakes conditions to allow for some of today's superstars to race past the age of three. Last week, we spoke to the executives of racetracks, and they, of course, are in favor. The breeders, not so much. We'll talk to a spokesperson from one of Canada's largest breeders, Sealster Farms, in just a minute. That's straight ahead on this edition of Trot Radio. We are back with the flip side of our continuing series on whether or not it is wise to race some of the superstars who are 3 years old when they're 4 years old. No doubt it will help with raising fan awareness because there will be rivalries. I mean, could you imagine a shadow play in a Sun Beach somewhere dueling it out over the course of another summer? I mean, it's a horse player's dream. But there are some downsides, and those downsides are being articulated by the breeding industry. And with us on the other end of my line from Sealster Farms in beautiful Lucan, Ontario, is Walter Parkinson, the assistant farm manager. Welcome to Trot Radio, Walter.
Thank you very much.
You've heard the upside of trying this sort of a program where foals, to be eligible for certain sire stakes, have to be foaled by a sire who's 5 years of age or older. How does that hurt the breeding industry?
Yes. Yeah, I have heard of it. You know, I'm all for seeing horses come back and race, but I'm certainly in disagreement with implementing rules and regulations that essentially force the top three-year-olds to return to the track at four. I think it hurts the breeding industry, but I also think it hurts the owners of these top horses. And I think the owners of these horses are basically the only ones who should be deciding whether the horse retires, and to make the decisions for what's best for the horse and what is best for themselves financially.
So. The problem that I see is that it's been articulated by various breeding farms is that the industry model, of course, is not suited to have that sort of a program where older superstars are still racing. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with that somewhat. I think, you know, much of our industry involves selling yearlings, and I think people come to the yearling sales to buy horses that they want to see become top two-year-olds and three-year-olds, and, you know, potentially aged horses after that. But it's certainly the goal, I think, of most people to have a top two-year-old or three-year-old. So,
well, what about a Brent McGrath who says that he'd erase the beach as a four-year-old if the money was there? The money's just not there.
For sure.
If that happens, what happens to the breeding people? They're going to have to change their way of doing things.
Absolutely. You know, I think the money is, and economically for the owners of horses like Sun Beach Somewhere and Dewey Cheatham Howe, it makes sense to retire them. You know, the horse, as it stands now, can't earn as much in another couple seasons of racing than it's going to earn, you know, selling breeding rights to that horse. So it's very difficult, I think, for the stallions anyways. And I think we're only talking about a couple stallions in any given year. You know, we see the likes of Shadow Play come back, and there's lots of horses, you know, Real Desire, American Ideal had intended to come back at four and did for a bit. You know, it's easier for the mares, but for these stallions, some of these deals are too good to pass up.
I certainly understand that, and true. If I were the owner of a beach or even a Shadow Play for that matter, and a syndicate comes along and says, here's a few million, I'm going to take the money. Sure. But, you know, you can see where perhaps there's a happy medium here whereby, you know, we can see some of these other great horses like a Shadow Play and horses like that proceed into their fourth and fifth year. And for that group of horses, we can have this sort of stakes competition because in the meantime, you know, they're going to do a lot to foster more popularity within the sport.
For sure. And I think we do. Like, I think, you know, it's great to see a Sun Beach Somewhere or Dewey Cheatham and Howe come back and race, but I don't think it's the end of the world when they don't, when you still get to see horses like Shadow Play or, you know, Mr. Big, or, you know, here in Ontario, we get to watch Secret's Nephew and Ramigade Bruiser every week. I know Ramigade Bruiser is a gelding. But there are great horses racing every week, and to pin the hopes of the industry on just a couple, you know, I think can.
As a breeder, though, would you not agree that, you know, if we start creating stakes races for the more the horses that have enjoyed longevity on the track, as a breeder, wouldn't you think that that's going to bring along a generation of colts and fillies that are going to be bred for the long haul and aren't going to be as, say, fragile? And we're going to see, you know, schmucks like me who just want to get into the game and have a nice raceway horse be able to enjoy that horse for a lot longer period.
For sure. I definitely think promoting aged racing is a great thing. I certainly don't think a horse like Sun Beach Somewhere, just because he retired at the end of his three-year-old season, is fragile. I think, you know, he has all the potential to have had a great four-year-old year, but, you know, economically it was in the best interest for the horse to retire.
I understand that. I think what I'm saying, though, is, you know, if you keep these horses, some of that, it doesn't have to be a beach, of course not, but if you keep some of these top-quality horses racing, and then they start throwing foals, and after two or three years, you're beginning to see that, you know, perhaps the foals are lasting a lot longer when they're racing, and that can only be a good thing, because, you know, now we know that that given stallion can throw some durable offspring.
Sure. I think that's a hard thing to predict, though. You know, everyone talks about durability and how long a horse lasts. You know, when you're racing at the highest level of racing, you know, starting at 2 and 3, and if you go on at 4, like that's a lot of wear and tear. They're not just typical raceway horses. So, you know, I think it's great. And I think we do see horses like that. You see it even more so with the mares. Like, there's a lot of great mares out there racing.
Yeah, why not maybe shift gears and you know, include out of a mare that's so old? I don't know, a certain age. I don't know. But certainly we've got to do something, because as Jeff Garau says, yes, that's the industry model, and if we keep the industry model the way it is, there'll be no industry to model it after in 15 years. So who knows?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I think putting more money into age racing, but I don't think you need to implement rules and regulations that regulate when a stallion can go to stud. I think that's, you know, the decision of the owners, the decision of the, you know, the trainers, the people who make the decision and pay the bills on these horses.
True enough. We're going to have to leave it at that. Walter Parkinson, assistant farm manager at Sealster Farms, thanks for this.
Thank you.
We'll be back on Trot Radio. We're back on Trot Radio, and a new little feature we're trying to put together for you here to keep things a little bit on the light side. You've heard of the can't see back bridle? Well, you may not be able to see back with that bridle if you're a horse, but as people, we can see back to the past. And we're going to take a little trip down memory lane to some fond memories of the racing game in the past and in the glory days, you could say. But for now, we're going to kick it off with something just a little lighter. Back in the mid-70s, Stan Bergstein, the legendary racing journalist, hosted a show from Yonkers, and it was a great show. And you know, it was at a time when harness racing was at one of its zeniths. But wait till you hear this theme music for this particular show of Racing from Yonkers. Let's have Chris Knowles, our producer, give it a roll.
The New York City Off-Track Betting Corporation, in association with Yonkers Raceway, the home of the Triple Crown, presents Racing from Yonkers.
Okay, break out the double knit rayon. Yes, sir, I believe in Yonkers. Ooh, you know, I've been accused of having religious zeal about this sport, but that takes it to a whole new level. That's our Can See Back feature for this week. I want to thank all our guests that have been on the show today and over the past few weeks. Remember, drop in a line on the comment section of the website. Love to hear from you. Trot Radio is a presentation of Standardbred Canada and produced by Board Communications.